TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know. Nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
The NFC North, the Vikings, the Skull.
Yeah.
Right, they have the whole thing. The whole...
Stop.
The horn, the you know, the horn, too, they have in Minnesota.
Oh.
His leg.
We got a team in here. And this is like intent. Now, if I come up here, we got a score. Hey, score. And so,
that whole thing is, yeah, you're right.
It's a great horn, by the way.
Good horn.
Thank you. I don't know if I could ever do it again.
Credit Pat McAfee Show. Dude, the bass on his legs there was just great.
Well, I mean,
he's got the nice calves.
He is a jacked former punter.
Yeah.
How do you get that jacked from that position?
For the brand, right? I believe that's what he calls it. For the brand.
For the brand is his brand.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Chris Cluey didn't look like that.
No.
I don't know, man. I think Chris Cluey had some nice calves.
He was a really good video game player. I'm sure his forearms and fingers
still
are really
have to
nice.
Play a video game.
I had to unfollow him specifically because of all the Warcraft video game lingo that he, like, I didn't understand any of his tweets. Like, I don't know. He tweets about video games every 10 seconds. Trevor May at least has the respect to go on Twitch and do it, right?
Right.
Anyways.
The respect.
This is a Write That Down Wednesday on Purple Daily, which means we will dive into our predictions and an accountability session. We'll explain that shortly after we cheers to our favorite beverage, Corona Hard Seltzer, Declan Goff.
Oh, I love Write That Down. They always sponsor my crazy takes on Write That Down. The Pure Beach Vibes, the reckless speculation,
Can we get Pure Beach Vibes on your gravestone whenever? Hopefully it's not for like 80 more years.
I'm a big cremation fan, so I'll make it on the urn. Is that okay? Can I put Pure Beach Vibes right on the urn? And you can spread them wherever you want. Actually, I would like to be them spread on a beach. My mother's are on a beach. Put me on a beach. Pure Beach Vibes. I think that's a good idea.
Love it.
This month and every month, discover the Corona Hard Seltzer. The only hard seltzer made with Pure Beach Vibes with a refreshing splash of fruit flavors such as tropical lime, mango, cherry, and blackberry lime. Corona Hard Seltzer is a tasty spike sparkling water with a splash of natural fruit flavor that allows you to enjoy the moment. In each can, Corona Hard Seltzer has zero carbs, zero sugar, 90 calories, and is gluten-free. Relax responsibly. Corona Hard Seltzer, spiked sparkling water, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Let's fire this up. We'll write that down action here on this Wednesday.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
That's right. We've expanded the Write That Down franchise, part of the Mackie and Judd Show. Classic Write That Down. And this football-centric edition of Write That Down every Wednesday, where we demand three Vikings or football-related predictions, however loosely, as long as they're associated with football in some form, from everybody on the show, including a guest listener predictor every single week. We're going to get Jay in the house here shortly. The predictions must be quantifiable, and we keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns for predictions that are above and beyond a normal standard prediction. Mm-hmm. Listeners can send a DM to myself at Phil Mackey or at Dex's tweets on Twitter if you would like to participate. Boys, how you feeling here? A couple months into football, Write That Down. We're starting to get our groove here. I think we've got a couple nice checkpoints coming up where things are going to come off the board.
That's what I was going to say.
Off season.
I can't judge
draft.
Yet. I can't judge yet.
All right. Well, let's do a little judging here. Just a little judging to start. Accountability session. Judd Zulgad, you said Carson Wentz will be the opening day quarterback for the Eagles in 2021.
Yeah, that was right before all hell broke loose with Carson. That was a really bad idea from me.
Yep. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah, it'll be great with the Colts.
I had another incorrect Carson Wentz prediction. I said Carson Wentz will be traded to the Chicago Bears by this week. Write that down. I think the Bears might be setting up for a big Deshaun Watson, like a huge potential mistake where they trade like 8 first-round picks or something.
I think they run it back with Trubisky one more time. I unfortunately think they do.
Turbo?
Yeah.
As Randy calls him?
Yeah.
Turbo.
Turbo. I love Turbo.
Listeners had nothing come off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Declan, I'm just putting this up here, much like we did with Judd in Mackie and Judd. Write that down just to show that this is on the board here. You said the Eagles will not receive a first-round pick for Carson Wentz. So your prediction is opposite of Judd's. He needs to play 75% of the games or 70% and the Colts make the playoffs. So this will come off the board. We might know by like the end of November, whenever they get through 70% of their snaps. Or if he's benched for like 6 weeks or something.
Yeah. Then he won't get a first round pick.
Then we'll know. So that one will come off the board at some point. So not a lot coming off the board. I wanted to highlight some things that are still on the board in this edition and in the Mackey and Judd edition.
This is old school.
You said like 3 years ago, Judd, that Adrian Peterson will finish his career in the XFL on the Mackey
and Judd.
Which
is coming
edition.
Back, right? Yeah, owned by The Rock now?
The Rock bought it.
So I have a chance.
I don't know when it's coming. Is it coming back this year?
I don't know.
He bought it. He bought it during the pandemic at some point.
I don't know.
For like $1 million.
From bankruptcy court, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's coming back in 2021.
Okay.
I love The Rock, man.
Me too.
He's got a sitcom now. He's
Young Rock.
Didn't watch it. I don't know if it's any good, but he's also doing these things that make he makes you feel inadequate. If you follow him on Instagram, he's literally doing like for this new superhero movie that he's going to star in.
Yep.
He's showing you his workout and nutrition routine every single day.
What's that like?
I mean, he basically eats grass and 8 pounds of steak and then works out for 10 hours. But that's pretty much his.
Must be nice to have that type of time to work
out. On October 1st, the league announced it would return to the field for the 2022 season.
Okay.
So the XFL will be back, reportedly back next year.
Ooh, this sets up well for me.
It does.
Sets up well for Adrian to join.
I want to go back to something Judd just said, which is he says about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, who has like 15 irons in the fire at all times.
I call him Dwayne.
And he's worth like $800 million. Yeah. That it must be nice to have that kind of time to work out during
that. Yeah, he's got all the time in the world to work out.
We can't find like a 30-minute pocket in your day to go pump some iron.
If I had that amount. But here's my problem now. Pandemic. I don't have a personal gym. I need a personal gym. You know what? Somebody give me.
You can order weights online.
I got to pay for them then.
We got to pay for a gym membership,
you know
too.
What? Give me millions and my own gym, and I will look like an Adonis at 51.
Sounds like an athlete challenge waiting to happen.
Well, somebody do that for me, and I will happily drop 25 to 40 pounds these days.
All right. Declan, you said on Mackey and Judd, the Vikings will draft Zach Wilson. This is, I think, when Wilson was more in like the 10 to 20 range of the NFL draft. How are you feeling about this
prediction? Still feeling good about it, because if it happens, I could not be any happier for myself for the prediction and as a fan of the Vikings.
Yeah. I almost feel like we might have driven the Zach Wilson value a few picks
higher.
I think we
did. I had COVID. I watched the film, and then all of a sudden he started shooting up draft boards.
Well, you know what you could do, Dex? Hope for a Cousins trade.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikes get San Fran's first round pick.
Yep.
Package 14, and I think it's 12.
I love the way you think.
Move up and take Zach.
Boom.
I like where you're thinking.
Some big
like
type of trade, like with the Jets, that
Trader
gets
Rick.
Zach Wilson in Vikings purple. Yep.
All right, I said Eric Bieniemy will take over for Mike Zimmer before the start of the 2022 league year. I think we're still on track for that to happen.
My prediction from last year is
that
your prediction.
Feels really good.
And I actually left D. Lindahl in here on accident. It's actually Tyler that predicted Dan Bailey will make at least 3 kicks in the January 2022 playoffs for a team, and it won't be for the Vikings.
Well, he's on track right now for that because he ain't going to be here in training camp.
Yep. So here are the 2021 season stats. Judd Zolga had 44% completions, which leads the pack, no touchdowns. Declan, 33% completions, no touchdowns. I'm at 30% and 3 touchdowns. Very Joe Namath numbers from the mid-60s.
Look at you.
Listeners are not on the board.
You are driving the ball down the field, though.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Yep. I am an early 70s quarterback with a smoke hanging out of my mouth. I don't care about completion percentage.
You're Len
or
Dawson
picks.
At halftime.
I just want
the Vikings.
Yep. All right, we got our guy in here. Jay is our guest listener predictor. Are you ready to throw the ball down the field or check down? What's your strategy here, Jay?
Not we're only going for touchdowns today.
That's my guy right there. That's my guy.
Only going for touchdowns. And if they're not touchdowns, we got to make them touchdowns.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I like
it. Looks like someone wants a shot at the touchdown title here. I'm not sure I'm ready to give it up.
You want a shot at the title?
You want a shot at the title? All right, so here's how it's going to work.
Let's do it.
Jay's going to throw the first pass, and then we're going to go Judd, Declan, back to me, Phil Mackey, and then we'll go around the room 3 times. The predictions must be quantifiable, and ideally there's an end date so we don't have predictions like Judd from 5 years ago.
Stop.
Larry Brown will coach again.
Hey, Larry Brown's had a very good life, okay? He's had a long life. There's nothing wrong with that.
It only comes off the board if he dies or coaches again. So, all right, Jay, you're under center. The floor is yours.
All right, I'm going to get the bad one first so we can start off low and build from there. So tell me if this is a touchdown, but in the next NFL season, 2021-2022 season, Kirk Cousins at some point will suffer a season-ending injury.
Oh, my God. On the day that Royce Lewis tears his ACL.
You know what? The odds eventually are with you.
God.
And I want to just clarify that. Actually, I want to specify a regular season-ending injury. If he rolls his ankle in week 17 in the third quarter, that would count. But if he tears his ACL, MCL week one, PCL, then that would also count.
Okay. All right.
Is that a touchdown?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
It definitely is.
I think so.
Yep. Now, if you said Dalvin Cook.
He doesn't miss games, so yeah. Yeah, then it wouldn't be, but no, you're right.
No, that'd
write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, we're out of the gate here. Right. Judd Zulgad.
All right, I'm going to step to the line of scrimmage. A little blue 80, green 70, hot.
Did you know that they just make those up? People think, oh, that must mean something. No, they just make them up. Magenta 69. No.
Do you guys think Kirk Cousins cracks his voice on purpose?
100%.
What?
For his own entertainment. Yep.
God.
Teddy Bridgewater, Deglin's guy, will return to the Saints this offseason.
Oh!
Teddy Bridgewater will end up going back to the Saints this offseason.
Okay, off the record.
We are off the record now.
Now we are.
Drew Brees gone, so Teddy competing with Jameis for a starting quarterback job? Do you think he's just going to come back as a backup?
I think he might have to accept the fact that he is a backup.
Okay.
But I think he'll probably go back to a place he likes, a team that he knows. He could loosely challenge Jameis a bit, but I don't know. I think that knee might be done as far as him being a full-time starter, unfortunately.
We'll see. All right, Declan.
First prediction. The Vikings will have reported interest in free agent defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh.
Wow.
So, Ndamukong Suh was on the Shannon Sharp podcast, and he said, I'm always going to want to piss off Aaron Rodgers and make him not want to be my friend on the football field. Now, he did go on to say, when it's off the field, we'll definitely find time, and I'm hoping to connect. He's my guy. But
I love sports.
When he's on the field,
and we're the best of friends.
He wants to piss him off. So I'm going to go with it. Ndamukong Suh ends up there will be interest in Ndamukong Suh.
So like
a credible report.
Phil has those predictions.
Yeah. And the way this works, when you say reported, it just means that we have to agree that it's a credible report.
Correct.
Majority here.
Yep.
A little information about Ndamukong Suh. He's going to be 35 years old in like a month and a half. The money is workable. His cap hit with the Buccaneers was only $8 million last year. So, you know, some of these guys, like Joe Thuney, is probably going to command $12, $15 million on a cap hit. You could get Sue for the same cap hit that you got Sheldon Richardson for a few years ago.
Yeah, and he's
so this is doable. All right.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. I love this wide receiver draft scheme so much for the Vikings. I'm going to give you this, and I'm swinging for the fences, throwing a pass in the end zone here. Write this down. The Vikings will take a wide receiver in the first round, and Elijah Vera Tucker will still be on the board when they do it.
Okay.
So he's the USC offensive lineman. What I'm trying to say is that
they're going to pass.
They'll have an option at an offensive lineman that's been mocked to the Vikings regularly, but they won't be able to resist the flashy stud dropping in the draft wide receiver. So that's going to happen. Write this down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. Back to Jay. Your second prediction.
All right. Tell me if this is a touchdown. And all of these are going to be for the 2021-2022 season for the Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings will have three defensive all-pro players.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And so off the record, what are we thinking? Kendricks, Danielle Hunter coming back, Cam Dantzler.
I'm thinking the third one, Cam Dantzler.
One of the corners.
That was my number three when I thought about this prediction.
Little Cam Dantzler taking a step forward there?
Yeah, that's Tutty. That's a touchdown for sure.
Okay.
Write this down.
I think if he plays how he did the end of last season, the whole season, I think he'll be in the conversation for sure.
All right.
I think he had like a 90 PFF for those last few games. And I think overall, he had a 70 PFF grade for the whole year, despite being terrible at the beginning.
Yep, he was legitimately like a top 10 cornerback the last, 2 months or something of the season. So,
All right,
Judd, your second prediction.
Prediction two, Justin Jefferson will catch a touchdown pass of 30 or more yards in the first quarter of the regular season opener in 2021.
Wow.
Clint Kubiak is going to try and prove that he is not his father. He's going to acknowledge the fact that the Vikings have big play capability and have a receiver that can make those big plays. Justin Jefferson will catch a touchdown pass of 30 or more yards in the first quarter of the regular season opener in 2021, Declan.
I love it. Love it.
Write this down.
All right, back over to Declan, your second prediction.
All right, NFL draft one. Trey Lance will not go in the top 10 of the NFL draft.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Trey Lance will not go in the top 10 of the NFL draft.
Interesting.
Been talking to sources?
Not on Trey Lance yet. I don't buy that you can just take a top 10 pick on a guy who's played one game. And I know Carson went to NDSU, but I just don't buy it.
Okay.
That's just a risky move.
I think we can do a full, like, more fleshed out segment on this or show on this, but I feel like we've almost hit a bubble with quarterback contracts to where, like, you're seeing these teams are just desperate to move off Wentz. Even the Lions are more in a reset mode, but even the Lions are like, God, all right, let's move off Stafford if we can get some draft picks for him. The Rams moving off Goff, Garoppolo at 27. I think we're going to see two things. A middle class tier of quarterback contracts emerge for the first time in a long time. Because we've just gotten to the point where you can't pay the 18th best quarterback 12, 15% of your cap. And then I think to the Trey Lance point, and the reason I think I disagree with you is teams are looking to catch that rookie contract lightning in a bottle that we see. Like, it's undeniable how many times teams win the Super Bowl with rookie scale contract guys the last 20 years.
Yep.
And so I think teams are willing to take that shot on a Trey Lance, even if there's only like a 20% chance it pans out. So we'll see.
Write this down.
Speaking of quarterback carousel, I'm going for a Hail Mary here, boys. I've got a multi-quarterback destination parlay for you here.
All right.
This is what you do.
Four quarterbacks, four destinations. Me throwing the ball 70 yards in the air into the end zone here, okay?
Michael Vick at the Coliseum.
Okay. Here we go.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Patriots. This is like before week one of the regular season.
Okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Patriots.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, Bears.
Okay. No.
Kirk, 49ers.
Oh!
Teddy, Vikings.
Ah!
Oh, my God. What is that? Like, if that all hits... What is that?
Jimmy Pats.
That's like
Kirk. The Jimmy Kirk Teddy thing is all sort of one trade.
Minneapolis Miracle of write that down.
This clears.
You got to tell him my suggestion that I messaged you. That's got to be a game winning drive.
Yeah, that's like what is that? Like a Minneapolis Miracle.
That's what I'm saying. That is the miracle of write
miracle
that down.
At the TCL Studios something. the Pier Beach vibe. Hail
that's
Mary.
Greg Lewis in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Minnesota. I love it.
Watch Watch this happen, and then instead of Watson going to the Bears, he goes to the Jets or something, and I get screwed on this.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to the Bears. That would be really bad if you're the Vikings.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
We'll see. Okay, back over to Jay, your third and final prediction. Breath.
All right, write this down. The Minnesota Vikings, again in the next season, are going to have five offensive Pro Bowl players.
So three defensive All-Pros and five Pro Bowlers on offense.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're going to go 8-8 and fire
everybody.
I was
going to say, what's the record going to be? Off the record, what's the record going to be?
I actually have pretty high hope for next year.
You're like 12
wins. I think
wins.
Our defense is only going to get better.
I like it.
But I think our offense is going to be either just as good or slightly better. And if we do draft Jalen Waddle, I think we'll just be under, like, basically almost the Chiefs on offense. So
if Zim turns loose.
Yeah, and he's loosened up a little bit. And I watched Clint Kubiak's press conference saying that we do need to evolve a little bit and not just do the same things over and over again. So I think they turn it loose a little bit on offense, and I think we go 12-4.
That's off the record. Just
we're not going to
hold you to that one, but that's good stuff.
But I also do think we have a lot of offensive studs.
Yeah,
and I think they might finally get some recognition next year if we have a record to prove it.
Yeah. So Jay, great job on the predictions. Since you're here and you're part of the Purple Daily community today, is there anyone that you would like to thank in your life that brought you to this magical point?
I don't really have anybody to like shout out. I don't really have family or nothing, so I'll just shout you guys out. I've been watching you since the 2019 season, and it's been awesome. You guys are one of my, if not the favorite, like online media that I consume on a daily and weekly basis. So shout out to you guys.
Right on, man. Thanks, dude. Thank you. And by the way, if you'd like Judd, the sports dad, to just adopt you so you can officially have some family here, you guys can coordinate that right offline. Ahead. It's up to you.
All right. I have an adopted father that's a Minnesota Vikings fan. What more could I want?
Take care, my son. Bless you.
A truthful Minnesota Vikings fan, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, Jay. Great stuff.
See
man.
Ya. Thank
See
you.
Ya, man. Bye. Right,
back over to Judd.
Tough love. That tough love, man. Yeah. That's what I specialize in. Tough love.
Yeah, you and that Stella.
I tell it like it is.
Right.
Which bugs my dog and my wife.
Just don't use a switch.
My wife.
Just don't use a switch.
No switch. I'm going to keep it in the quarterback prediction realm here, but I'm going to go off the field. Okay. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers will never get married. So they're engaged now, and she went on Fallon and basically was saying, I've never seen a football game. I've never done this.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't know I would ever be married to someone who throws balls for a living.
And we don't really know when they got engaged now that it's because I think that they're both trying to say it's been a while. You just didn't know.
Really?
I'm going with this. Just his past of basically skipping from celebrity to celebrity to Danica, now to this, I don't think they ever get married.
It's a little suspicious. There's a lot of theories.
And they break up.
I have a lot of theories we could talk about off mic. But I love Shailene Woodley. I'm a big fan of Shailene Woodley, and now she went down a couple pegs for me.
Oh, really?
She's a great actress. I honestly really like her. She's one of my favorite actresses, but she kind of went a couple down for pegs for me on this Aaron Rodgers thing.
It's not happening, though.
Okay.
It's not happening.
That's a touchdown. I think that's a touchdown.
Really?
Yes, it's a touchdown.
He skipped around so much.
They're engaged now. So I'm with Dex. Yeah. It's a touchdown if it happens.
That's awesome.
We'll give you a touchdown.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, Declan.
It's my last word.
All right, Drew Lock. Drew Lock prediction time.
Oh, man.
Of course.
Drew Lock will remain on the Broncos roster by week one.
Okay.
And he will have a game-winning drive before Kirk Cousins does.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else for a second.
Okay.
So Drew Lock will have a game-winning drive this upcoming season with the Broncos.
Yeah, with the Broncos. I'm being very specific.
Okay.
So it could happen somewhere else, but...
Your best buddy, Drew Lock.
He's got great moves, man.
You're unbelievable. And Teddy and Drew Lock.
John David Booty.
You adopt these QBs, and I just don't understand why.
Todd Bowman.
Josh Freeman.
You know.
Final prediction of the week here. And then we're going to do a midweek mock. I'm going to hedge a little on my Kirks here. So this next prediction is Kirk as a Vikings quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. So Kirk Cousins, write this down, will finish the season top five in play action pass attempts. What I'm really trying to tell you is Clint Kubiak will put more chips on the play action and passing table here. They will leverage Kirk's greatest strength even more than they did last year. He will finish top five in play action passing attempts. And by the way, Purple Daily and Write That Down, presented in part by our friends at Whamatech this week. Whamatech is here for any of you that are watching us or listening to us on a broken down phone, a broken down tablet or laptop. Maybe it's time to break down yourself and get a new one. All right. You don't have to live with a giantly cracked phone or a shattered screen. Whamatech is a trusted supplier of pre-owned cell phones, tablets and laptops. They source their own pre-owned devices directly and pass the savings on to you. They'll even buy your old device for cash. You can buy, sell, or trade in at whamatech.com. That's WAMATEK.com. Also, Federated Mutual Insurance Company, they're helping business owners throughout the state of Minnesota for over 100 years. And they recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. As a business owner, how helpful would it be for you to have employee training at your fingertips? Industry resources that can help your business reach another level of success. That is where Federated and MyShield come in to help you. You can find out more at federatedinsurance.com or download the app, click on MyShield, and remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
I want a mock!
Boys, are you ready for an SI.com 3-round mock with trades?
Oh,
that's right.
Who's our author?
Trades.
Let's get ready to mock it.
Who wrote this?
We should do that.
Let's get ready to mock it.
We can do that.
I like that a lot.
On our production meeting, we'll do that.
Okay. Okay, so Judd asked who the author is.
Who's
here.
From?
SI.com has a, it's like a fan nation section here. And the author of this article is Zach Petraw. Zach Petraw.
Okay.
I think I can share this on the screen here too if it's helpful for you guys. But this is a three-round mock. It's rare that you get these mocks with trades. Like the trade factor makes it even more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it's even more exciting when the Vikings are one of the teams that make a trade in this mock.
Ooh.
That's right. Can you guys see this okay?
Trader Rick?
Zoom in just a little bit. There we go.
There we go. Okay.
Bingo.
So we'll go through the first round here, and then we'll get the other ones for you.
You're in New York, black and white.
If you could fire up some appropriate music here.
This is old school.
So Trevor Lawrence black going number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, we're going to kind of fly through this here. Zach Wilson, number two to the New York Jets. So a couple quarterbacks off the bat. Mm-hmm. That's nice. And then we get to Penei Sewell from Oregon, the offensive tackle to the Miami Dolphins. Justin Fields to the Falcons. So three quarterbacks in the first four picks. Jamar Chase, wide receiver to the Bengals. Now we have a trade here. The Carolina Panthers trading up for Trey Lance.
Oh, and they kill Declan on this.
He'd be a top 10 pick. That'd be making him a top 10.
Yeah, I like that. Especially if he's replacing Teddy, it's even more icing on the cake.
We're going to keep going down here. Devontae Smith going to the Eagles a couple picks later.
That's a solid pick by Philadelphia.
Yep.
That's going
to
happen.
Let's see here. All right, we're scrolling down to the Vikings here. Still, the other Alabama wide receiver hasn't gone yet. So 14 to the second.
What?
Stefanski?
What?
Wait a second.
What?
It's a Cleveland Browns trade with the Vikings. So the Browns trade up to 14 to draft defensive end Quiddy Pay from Michigan.
Quiddy Pay.
And they give the Vikings the 26th pick. So the Vikings move back 12 spots in the first round and pick up the 59th pick. So they get their second rounder for this year and an additional 2022 second round pick in this trade.
How
would you feel about this?
Well, hold on a second, though, because look at the very next pick. Look at when the Vikings made this trade, who they likely passed on taking.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle going to the Patriots with pick 15.
But you're picking up two extra second-round picks in the next couple of years.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it, but I don't know if it's
right.
But I don't know if it's capitalizing on the opportunity that you have right here to do what we've been talking about now and has been mocked to the Vikings in various selections in recent days, right?
Well, let's go down and see who they pick
at
26.
Okay. Yep.
Because I think it'll all crystallize for you, maybe. I don't know. By the way, Mac Jones going in there somewhere to the Washington football team.
Oh, my God. That would
at 19.
That could happen.
That could be brutal.
That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're desperate.
And then we get to the Vikings at 26, according to SI.com.
Okay.
And they take defensive tackle. I'm going to butcher his last name, but defensive tackle Levi Onwuzurike from Washington.
Onzi is what I've always called him.
Onzi. Oh, okay. All right.
Since he was a kid, I've called him, hey, Onzi.
And the write-up here is the Vikings' main needs are in the trenches, both offensive and defensive line. I bet they'll trade down from 14. The Vikings' defense wasn't the same as last year with injuries plaguing their team. One big area of concern was their ability to get a strong pass rush from the interior. Well, Michael Pierce helps with that to some extent. This is fantastic value for the Vikings. Trade down in the first, pick up a second rounder in both of the next two, and still land a high upside player at a position of need. Seeing Barmore go one pick earlier hurts, but Onzi, as Judd calls him, has the tools to be an immediate starter at the three technique, which Minnesota desperately needs.
Okay.
So if this happened, your thoughts?
One, I think it's completely plausible, and I could see Rick, since right now the Vikings don't have a second-round pick, I could see him doing this. But again, it bothers me slightly. If you have a chance to pick up a third receiver, if you feel that he could be the type of player who could make a difference, and you could now pair him in a trio that's among the best in the league with the way that the game is played now, I struggle there a little bit. So I totally get it, and I think I could see it, but I don't like it.
Here's the next three picks, all right?
All right.
With the 59th pick that they acquired from the Cleveland Browns here, they take what I would assume to be a drastically sliding defensive end Jalen Phillips from Miami, who we've seen mocked in the first round quite often.
Okay.
And they're saying the potential off-the-field concerns are going to drop him down, and the Vikings would maybe be getting, almost like with Everson Griffin, where he was a first-round talent that slid later in the draft here. So they'd be addressing defensive line with their first two picks. So you'd presumably have those two rookies, plus Michael Pierce and Danielle Hunter, and Odenebo would still be in the mix as a pass rusher, too. With the 79th pick in the third round, they would take free safety Andre Sisco from Syracuse. And then with the 91st pick, their second third-round pick, they'd take offensive guard Aaron Banks from Notre Dame. So their first three picks would be defense, including two defensive linemen, and then an offensive guard at 91.
Yep.
I'll tell you, obviously, like this is kind of a crapshoot, and this is a hypothetical scenario where they pick up a trade, etc. But I think if they were to go in and say, our defense was bad last year, so we should just draft defense with the first two or three picks,
yep.
I think that's a mistake. Because your defense is going to get better with Danielle Hunter and Michael Pierce coming back and with your rookie cornerbacks getting a year older. So, and you can maybe have some free agency money if you play your cards the right way. That unit gets better with just those guys coming back. I think your best path to becoming a contender is to get your defense back to respectable and good situationally and make your offense great. Go into the offseason saying, we're going to go from a pretty good offense and a top 10-ish offense to being a top three offense mm-hmm. by getting a third wide receiver and a left guard. Like, that's where I would pour my resources, but SI.com thinks differently.
So Judd Pre-220 likes this a lot, right? Because you're addressing needs. My God, these moves could get you back to the playoffs, right? Like, day one, plug and play, possibly. Solid players. Probably not stars, but solid players, right, Phil? Like, you can win 9, 10, 10, 11 games. You can get back to the playoffs.
Yeah. Golf USA. Golf USA's Golf Show sale is going on right now. 10,000 golf items discounted to the best prices of the year.
Used equipment 50% off.
Golf USA has brought their amazing Golf Show deals back to the store
for the biggest sale of the year.
Inventory is limited, so get in early for the best selection. Over 10,000 golf items discounted to the best prices of the year.
All used equipment 50% off.
Don't miss out. Head out right now to Golf USA's Golf Show sale. Golf USA in Eden Prairie at the corner of Prairie Center and Flying Cloud Drive.
Judd through 2019 loves this idea. Do you know what happened to Judd? He changed. He changed in a big way. And what this show is about and will always be about is how do you win a championship, okay? So plug and play to get back to the playoffs in 2021, not enough for me now.
Yeah.
How do you build a championship team? And I'm sorry, if I can add a third receiver who is going to give me a dynamic player, and I am not going to sweat and think, oh, my God, how do they just get back to the playoffs? I'm thinking, how do you win a championship? That's where I've changed.
Yeah, championship is sometimes I think we don't fully comprehend because it's never happened here what it takes to win a championship. Well, if we could just get back to 10-6, like, all right, well, yeah, that'll get you back to playing a week one playoff game in January.
Yes.
I think for the Vikings to win a Super Bowl, They probably have to be playing home games in the playoffs, which means they need to go 13-3, or maybe even better.
Yeah.
Like if you want to play home games, do you see the Vikings winning two or three outdoor road games in the playoffs? Like historically, when has that worked out well ever in our lifetimes? Well, the home games haven't worked out as well either, right? With 1998,
but you'd rather be at home.
But like we should be thinking 12-4, 13-3. The best way to get there is to have a great offense. You're close. Like have a great offense.
Mm-hmm.
And a respectable / situationally good defense rather than having a good defense and a good offense. Good defense, good offense is going to get you to 10-6. And that's fine if you want to make the playoffs.
Right.
Make your offense great for 2021.
And the entire reason why you have a GM and coach is for the GM not to always say, what can I do for the immediate now and the coach? It's, how can I make myself and my team as competitive as possible right now? But more importantly, when we move on, let's say to the next coach, what's going to put that person in a position to win a championship? And if you have the ability to have Jefferson, a first round pick, Thielen, that offense, you give yourself a chance.
I want a mock.
So there's your midweek mock draft update and your write that down predictions. And that's another episode of Purple Daily here. Daily Vikings entertainment in podcast form and on our YouTube channel, Purple Daily Podcast. We appreciate everyone hanging out with us. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram too, at Score North on Instagram for all sorts of Minnesota sports and Vikings related entertainment and content. We'll see you guys tomorrow.